The butterfly defect, why globalization creates systemic risks and what we can do, is my new book from Princeton University Press, which seeks to really show that while globalization has been an immensely positive force, I believe it's been the most progressive force in history, allowing people to escape poverty, to develop, to get new health cares, to advance in many, many ways. But at the same time, globalization, I believe, and the new levels of hyperconnectivity in which societies are not just more open, but that we all more densely packed and more complexly interwoven. That something that happens on the other side of the world now affects us dramatically, sometimes instantaneously if it's through the internet or fiber optics, but sometimes rapidly too. So for example, pandemics now spread through travel, through the big airports like Heathrow and JFK, financial crises cascade around the world, cyber attacks, similarly so. And what we're seeing in globalization is not only the upside of openness and connectivity, but also the downside. I believe the fractured politics that we're seeing in part is a response to this, that people feel out of control in their lives. They feel their governments are not able to shape their futures in the way they previously might have done. And so there's this tendency now to put up higher walls again, protectionism, nationalism, xenophobia, dislike of foreigners. These seem to be rising. And I believe this is a reflection of the butterfly defect. The butterfly defect is a play on Lorenz's butterfly effect, how small perpetrations at one end of the world can lead to massive changes and cascading amplifying shocks somewhere else. The financial crisis was the first of these. We need urgently to learn the lessons of how we can be more connected, more open, and yet not more vulnerable. In the book, I look at many different dimensions of this. I draw on the financial crisis and I draw on the literature on complexity in order to examine the question. I look at supply chains, I look at infrastructure, like power grids, like internet grids, like ports and airports. I look at business practices and the short-termism which is enveloping much of business, which is highly destructive for building resilience. I look at ecological risks, the destruction we're doing to the environment, the atmosphere, the oceans, but also how that is coming back to affect us extremely negatively through increasing floods, climate risks, droughts, and other events. I look at societies, at inequality, which is another consequence, a growing consequence of globalization. Individuals that are not able to get on the globalization train to benefit from it are falling further and further behind. And so we see growing inequality within countries, and if you take the full spectrum of the world, between the poorest and richest people and the poorest and richest countries. I believe this is a real risk to globalization as well, because it undermines cohesiveness in societies. It makes societies less able to grapple with the changes. The concluding chapter seeks to ask the question, how can we manage this growing instability and systemic risk? I believe that it points to a number of areas where we can do much better. We could have prevented the financial crisis. We could do much better in stopping cyber attacks, in pandemics, in overcoming inequality. I hope the book provides you with interesting perspectives and helps you understand what I feel is a vital new dimension to the world.